Bros Hub Entertainment presents The Jesus Rules Show.
Starring Lucian, Owen,
Shane, Michael, Ian, Dara, Killian, and special guest,
preoccupied in their game of foosball.
Created such a suspense.
Game of foosball?
Yes, or as you call it.
But foosball is...
Football. All right. Football is good. It's new rugball.
I didn't make up rugball.
Fuck you! Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Hang on. Oh, fuck.
I almost put my head against
it. Actually, no, we need to settle this. All right, rest
though.
I don't do that kind of crap. How are you? Make sure. Oh, no, you can't lock from the outside. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Shane, you weren't here when they all tried to get in.
They were, like, bursting through. It was a nightmare.
And they said, oh, sorry.
Now all you have to do, Owen, is get in.
Have y'all seen the new website for the podcast?
If I've heard
it. No, I have not seen it.
Well, I changed it again on Saturday. It's so beautiful. It has been set.
What color do you know?
You want to... It's not really... Now it's like this big full-screen, like, flash experience.
Is it orange and black?
No, not really. You want now on the front page, it's like this giant image of the artwork of all that's up here. It says Podcast of the Year, and it has the logo of the Buzz Hub Awards. And then you scroll down, and it has this fancy effect where, like, the image comes over the other one, and it's the next image, which is the one we took the day before, and it has the episode list. And then you scroll down another bit, and it has all this artwork. Oh, it's really cool. It's a great website.
I'm very happy. Why are we here?
This is G-Spot. Don't ever chase us out of G-Spot.
This is our home.
It's a secure location.
It's kind of cool.
It's as cool as I thought it would be. There's just a commitment.
There's already a bunch of them out there now.
There's no escape. If they come around that way, there's nowhere for us to go.
If they come around this way, then we don't need to use the door.
Yeah, but it takes them a lot longer. But I'm saying, like, if they come around that way to bait us, right?
Why
to
bait us?
We have no escape route.
Do these lights work?
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
There's a switch here that turns on and on.
There we go.
There's like a whole... I'll turn it on.
So we get a better...
I'll turn it on.
I'd say we're on.
All sports players.
Good to see you there, okay?
Stay there.
No pictures. I don't do pictures.
Pictures for today's show.
I need a picture for every episode, so...
We need to talk about stuff.
Although not as much, because not as much as the episode. The website's different now, so the pictures are kind of...
Michael, open that door,
let me in. No! They at least warned us like 10 seconds in advance so I can go inside somewhere.
It Juicy will go crazy.
I will.
Oh, I remember that. It's so funny looking.
Yeah. Quinn's gone. He was like there, and he just jumped over. He's like, ooh. He's like, no. He's like,
don't do it, Shay.
He's competing off to the door.
Yeah, don't do it, Shay.
I need Shay to open the door.
Shay, run.
I like cheese puff.
Are they actually coming?
No. They haven't even realized it's open yet.
No, I closed it.
Well, we should go back to G-Spot then.
Yeah, let's go. Where are you going?
Let's go back to G-Spot.
Why?
Because we were in the middle of something.
Yeah, we need John. Yeah, we have to continue. We need John. We need
Tom.
Carry season 3.
Go ahead.
Great seat left, I mean, we have everything here. We have literature, we have projector, we have a chair.
Where's the 10 use book? Oh,
it's
somewhere.
What episode did you get? Two.
That's it. Two.
Work class.
I've seen one, two. I have seen.
Wait, one. You only seen two?
Oh, season 3. Yeah. Wow, and I don't plan to watch anymore. I don't really plan to watch anymore. I also watched the last 10 seconds of Lilith episode 13.
It's Peaky Blinders.
Why? You're kind of ruining it then.
I haven't seen Peaky.
You have to watch it all the way through.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit about it. I'm not invested in it. I have such a choice to watch. I just don't enjoy it enough.
Are you still watching?
We're going to open the door. Okay, we're going to open the door, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're opening the door.
There's too many shows on every week for me to watch. I'm like, I'll watch House
Open the door.
A couple months, but I...
Oh, no. Shane's going to lock us in here. Well, that's the only way out, guys.
But anyway, so Michael, tell us.
Oh, crap!
Tell us.
I was trying to get to you guys before.
So tell us
about
House of
here.
Cards.
Okay, don't let us out, okay?
it's a double up, right?
Don't do that.
Don't go.
Oh, no,
it's gonna be me and you this season.
We have a door, so
we're gonna have to bundle together to stay warm. What's wrong with this door?
They're obviously, they've been back. There's obviously used to be a thing on top, and now
oh.
They don't close that way no more.
Oh, yeah.
This thing here is disconnected from the way you had a thing there. I don't think there's anywhere to lock it. Pity.
Such a pity.
Darn.
I want to see who's stronger. You're Michael. It's you, I give up.
Yes!
So Michael,
tell us about what happens in episodes 1 and 2.
Okay,
three.
I'm opening it now! No!
I'm not going to open it. I want to make sure you don't open it. They're going to come around the back now, they're going to fail to open the door.
Well, we're just going.
Oh, that weirdo Nico's there.
Do you want to go to the canteen?
No.
I don't want him to see me in
here. Alright, let's go.
Are we going to keep
these doors closed?
Oh,
crap.
Are they going to come around?
I bet they are. I
really
think we need to get out of here.
No, we just
need to. You need to watch them to make sure they're not going around.
I don't think they care that much.
Well, they did already. They came around once already.
They are, yeah. A lot of them are going down that way now. They're leaving the...
They're
leaving the court.
We can just hold that door.
Yeah, come on, let's...
Yeah,
you guys help me sit close to
you. No, we're going now. Come on, we'll go to the canteen. Yeah. I bet you they're going to come down towards us now. We're going to have to run. It's pretty quality audio. How many what?
I've only had two.
I've had zero because I've left out because of my ethics.
You have French.
Oh, how many exams?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about sweets. anyway, I have three left. I have history, I have economics, and I have math, which is basically barely an exam. Huh? Well, maybe they saw that we were leaving through the window.
They weren't going.
They could have seen us through a closed fucking door.
No, they could have seen us through the hatch on top.
Yeah, they got the hatch.
Where, which way? I don't know.
I'm not...
Lunchtime squad, back into house. This is C Spock. Please throw that away. Oh god.
Oh, don't ruin your shoe.
Why? Well, yeah, I want that.
Throw it in the bin. I want it gone.
I never realized how much like just paint lipstick really is.
That's all it is. It's just facial paints.
Oh.
If you want to fuck painted whores, fuck painted whore. What's that line from? That's from Game of Thrones. At some point in the show, Joffrey's mother says that to him, and I remembered that.
That show is very, very funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Not really. No more than House of Cards. No more.
This is Munchkin's one right here.
I think. That guy's dusty.
Oh, gross. It's on your shoulder, too.
Because I live in a...
Dude, I was just because you wedge up too far in the window.
What is this?
Have you been recording the whole time?
Yeah. I haven't paused it once.
This has a discount now, too.
Why not? It's funny. We're being chased by thugs. It's a funny episode. Episode titled, Chased by Thugs. That's what I'm saying. That's our episode. No, why would you delete it? It's great.
You ruined this episode.
Alright, I did. It's fun. I mean, the whole point is, like... There's no point to this podcast if not to record funny moments in my life. That's all it is anyway.
So there's no point at all for that.
I'm saying that when we pretend, when we sit down and are like, oh, let's talk about the news and shit. That's just...
Did I not say that? I said...
Owen, did you see your Hawkeye character poster came out yesterday? He's so handsome and muscly and shit.
If you look at all the posters...
Man.
Wait, do you vote like the Thor one and the Hulk one?
I do indeed.
Go over the three of them for a minute.
Well, they're all separate, so I have the four here. So I have Thor.
Okay, see that guy in the background?
That's... No, Ultron has like 1,000 clones.
Yeah, but see him.
That's why they're all exactly...
Okay, look at the shape of him.
Yeah, unless he's going to be lunging forward exactly the same.
He's the exact same in all of them. Watch. There he is again.
Yeah.
Where's the extra?
Oh, Frank, where's Wally?
There?
That guy's kind of the same. He's a bit different.
No, he's not. That's different.
Because, yeah, and then... That guy. There he is again.
Wait, Lucy, when's it coming out?
April 26th, isn't it?
It's going to be sure.
We're all going to go to see Fast and Furious 7 on Owen's birthday.
Yeah, okay. We're doing that.
I mean, you don't have to come, but like, you can do something with your family, but like, we'll go.
You can do some fun if you want.
But I think it's Keaton's play is on that day too.
We're going to see it on the 2nd.
Because I can go to see Fast and Furious 7 whenever. Keaton's play is a special twice off opportunity.
Okay, guys, okay. We're going to go see Keaton's play on the 2nd.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go see that on the Thursday and Fast and Furious on the Friday.
Yes.
Fun week.
It's during Easter.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is good. Holy Thursday, Good Friday. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, you know your religious stuff.
You know there's a production of West Side Story on in the town hall, like, the week before Keane's one, but it's done by adults. There's a poster up there by Rushdie. And it's like a proper adult production. I'm like, why would anybody go to both? It's, I don't know.
Oh, nice front row seats, though.
But, yeah, so then we have... What was I saying? Oh, yes. Look, it's David and his dad. That's why they're in Canada. For the base metal... They're in Canada for the base metal exploration.
Instagram.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell he does.
I'm pretty sure his dad is great.
His dad is like a geologist.
This is what I know. David is in Canada standing next to his dad wearing a tie.
Why is he with his dad?
Because they're in Canada at some conference and obviously his dad's brought him along pretending he's an employee or something. Like,
This is our youth.
He's like, we're gonna have a business conference trip, but we're gonna pretend it's a family holiday. So I'll bring my son and say he's my employee. Adventus. Oh, so cool.
I'm pretty sure the dad's a builder.
He looks like a geologist
to me.
He is.
He's an architect.
Wilson. Anyway.
He's an architect. Of something. I'm pretty sure he's
took a selfie with the snow.
I swear to God, he's a snow.
Isn't this a great photo, Michael? Isn't it a okay photo, Michael? Isn't it a slightly decent...
Did I tell you what happened?
Isn't it a photo, Michael?
I can't wait to find out.
So I got up.
Tell him.
Oh, shit. Actually.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Jesus, Michael. I've been a paraplegic for 6 years, so...
Anyway, we're going up the road. It was really, really slippery. Okay. By the way, fun fact, Home Farm Road, the road I live down, has been officially called the worst road in Galway.
Oh, wow.
That's bullshit. Mine's worse.
Mine's worse.
Says everybody in the world.
No, mine isn't.
No one ever says good things about roads. You don't even say they're shit. You never say we have good roads.
There's such a big puddle in it.
Father Griffin Road.
You have to have a tractor to get through it. Anyway.
Okay.
So,
there
we get to the top of the hill.
There are two car garages, one either end of it. Because when you drive my road, you have to get your tires out.
Anyway, so we're driving up the road. There's a hill, the house on the left. There's a guy trying to get up the hill, right?
Yeah.
And he couldn't get out. He couldn't get up the hill. He started rolling back. There's a guy in the car behind him.
Oh, shit.
He decided, oh, shit, the car is coming down. Yeah. So he got out of his car. The other car slammed into the door and took the door off the car.
Oh, shit.
Is this because it was icy?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's the worst road in Ireland. It just means that it was...
No, no. Well, it is actually. It was called the worst road in Galway. But anyway.
Quality anecdote.
So, wait, it doesn't end. So, this road works out of my column.
Yeah.
Takes the bus. The bus is 10 minutes late. Comes sliding in. up to the church. I'm like, holy crap. So then we try to take off. We're stuck at the church for 10 minutes. The wheels are just spinning on the bus.
But they did every single roar around my road. That's not my road. That's how bad it is.
Well, then there was like this big guy. There was a guy in a big Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
He was trying to turn the corner. He turned the wheels, but he just kept on going straight on. It was the scariest thing. I thought he was going to come right towards me. We were stuck in my column village. We didn't move for 45 minutes. So then we finally got through, and I got here at about 9:30.
All right.
So it took about 2 hours.
We're late again. Well, I got in at 8:15 this morning, even though the bus was like... And I stopped on the way to the bus and paid like 7 photographs, so I almost missed it.
Go.
I took a photograph of a random lady who was walking in front of me. I thought it would look cooler. Oh, I got a new game last night, and I love it. It's my new favorite game.
Squad Watch?
It's called... Squad Watch isn't a game.
What is Squad Watch?
Squad Watch is like a thing for stalking your best friends. I want you to get it. It's Windows Phone and shit. The new game I got, I have no idea what it's called. I'm just looking for it here. It's called...
Go to games. It's
yeah, I know, but it's not worth the while.
Stick Hero.
It's called... Nope. Tap True the Color. So it has four colors. I like the layout of it. It has four colors, and the names are on them, but three of them are lies. So
is Squad Watch, you have to connect to Facebook.
No, you don't. No.
So what do you do?
It's a okay. Look, so
Squad Watch. Red.
Green.
What? That's so weird.
It's a hard game. Okay.
Wait, watch out.
And these ads pop up every time. All right, let's see.
Turn off your iPhone. Pink.
I don't know colors.
This is pretty Squad Watch being better.
Alright, so Squad Watch is just a game for stalking your friends and shit. The only thing that makes it interesting is that it's in like the top 10 apps on the Windows Phone
Store. You like make a profile.
No, you just it's like people in your contacts and you like designate your friends and then they can like find you wherever you are.
What, location?
Yeah. I just wanted you to get it just to test it out. It's probably shit. Oh no.
I'm right.
I know you are. Alright, one more time.
Oh shit.
And I'll let you all do it. I'm a very stupid person. Let Michael do it.
Oh my Jessica's a
shot. That probably means you won. What were we doing before we started that game while this was being talked about?
My stupid anecdote.
But I had something beforehand I was going to say. Your anecdote was lovely. Oh, yeah. Leonard Nimoy died this week.
He did.
That's very upsetting.
It's like 5 days since he died, so it's kind of irrelevant, but... It's not. His funeral was on Sunday, which seemed really fast since he only died on like Thursday. William Shatner.
He's not really dead.
William Shatner was unable to attend because he had a prior engagement, so he like live tweeted the entire thing, which I guess that's what people do nowadays.
Live Selfie with corpse.
What?
Selfie with corpse. Hashtag corpse. Hashtag letter.
I'm gonna take a selfie with a corpse.
Stop.
Stop.
He's like,
what are
you
meaning it, so?
He was like 83 though.
83. He had some sort of brain tumor or something, so it wasn't much of a surprise, but. I think he's the only Spock I haven't met.
Then the name of
this ain't too Spock.
Yeah. I met the other one.
Did you?
I did. Zach Quinto and me, best friends.
Zach. When did you meet him?
I met him in Galway. I met Zach Quinto. I spent like an hour with him. He was lovely. And then like my mom.
Why did you meet him?
Made him for even longer.
Why did you meet him
for even longer?
Because I wasn't there, and she like talked to him for like an hour and a half.
Where was she? She definitely fucked him. Lucy,
he's a homosexual man.
That's what they all say. Lucy, where was he?
He was in Galway.
Yeah, where?
He came to the flat. He gave a public interview, and I went and talked to him afterwards.
For an hour and a half?
I didn't talk to him for an hour and a half. I talked to him for like half hour.
Did you really talk to him?
I did, yeah. I talked to him about Star Trek 3. I talked to him about why I think the Big Bang Theory is a crap show. Why he should be ashamed of himself for allowing him to use his image.
Really?
He was just being like nice about it and say, oh well, that's your opinion. And then
Who's the guy? Is he in Big Bang Theory?
No,
but they used his image. Exactly. Like, there's an episode where, like, Sheldon Cooper orders a cardboard cutout of Spock, and he thinks it's gonna be Nimoy, and it's actually Quinto. And I said to Quinto, I said, it's such a shit show, you shouldn't let them use your image. It's offensive to the fan community. And he was like, it's a lot of fun. But he's doing excellent work right now on NBC's The Schlaff.
The Schlaff?
The Schlaff. It's a show about The Schlaff. I'll tell you about it. So, this is the premise of the show. There's a birthday party, and a child gets slapped. And there's a 10-part miniseries about The Schlaff.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's so bad.
It's called The Schlaff.
I thought it was either going to be really good or really bad.
It's the worst show I've ever seen. Every episode is about a different person who saw The Schlaff.
Okay, that's right.
Episode 1 is about... What are you doing? I've got no internet. Oh. Episode 1 is about Peter Sarsgaard, who's having an affair with a teenager. Episode 2 is about Zachary Quinto, who is also having an affair, and he's also he did the slap. He slapped the child.
He slapped.
And now he's being threatened with prison for slapping the child. Episode 3 is about.
Why did he slap the child?
Huh?
Why did he slap the child?
Because the child was waving a baseball bat around. So the child is waving around a bat, and he was gonna hit. So Zachary Quinto's there, and his child is playing with Hugo, who's the other child. And Hugo has a baseball bat, he's waving it around, he's gonna hit all the other children. So Zachary Quinto goes over to Hugo, he grabs the bat, he says, "Bad Hugo," and he slaps him on the side of the head, right? So Hugo's parents are these fucking hippie people who are like anti-vaccination and stuff.
That's you.
And,
yeah, that's very much.
But I hate them, they're horrible. And they're like, "You have no right to slap a child. You're gonna go to jail, sir." So they call the police and he gets accused of assault and all this. And then Uma Thurman is watching from the wings, and because she's a big famous actress, she gets her own episode, which is legitimately one of the worst hours of television I've ever seen. It's like her and her mother talking about like flowers and stuff. Oh god. So the rest of the show is gonna be about the different other characters, and yeah.
Are they like 1 hour long shows?
It's on NBC every Thursday night, and I watch it. The whole family watches it. It's like, it's based on an Australian show. Last Man on Earth started on Sunday night with Will Forte as the last man on Earth. So this was the premise of the show. The whole show was going to be Will Forte as the last man on Earth, driving around in his RV as the last man on Earth, right? So there's a big twist halfway through the first episode. It turns out he might be the last man on Earth, but there's also a last woman. So the show is now ruined. It's no longer the last man on Earth. The whole point of the show is it's just this guy walking around. Not anymore. Now it's this guy and this woman walking around.
Imagine if there's only one guy just walking. They couldn't make a show about it.
Because he was talking to his balls. Like, he had all these different balls with different names. And he was talking to them. And he was talking to God. And it was good. And then Kristen Schaal turns up. And if you know Kristen Schaal, you'll know she's a very annoying woman. She's in a lot of sitcoms. She's like this woman with a big teeth and really screechy voice.
just pay without bodies at all.
So she shows up, and it turns out it's not just gonna be a show about a one man. It's gonna be like a dysfunctional family show about this couple like living together in the world where everyone else is dead, and they have to like fix the taps.
How did they survive?
Oh, everyone died of a virus.
I have 14% battery life.
Oh. Yeah. Did you send that photo of me to somebody? Who? I see it. Please see it. I won't make you get rid of it, I just want to see it. Because I won't be able to see it later. Because I can't view stories.
Shameful stories.
Alright, well I want to see it. Did someone... No, show me the real one. Why do you have to have a screenshot?
The right ruins it. What's it say? Sex. It's supposed to ruin it.
It's supposed to make it impossible to figure out what's going on. I didn't want people to see my nipples. Anyway. Oh, that's not so bad. Zoom out. Or is that it?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Show me?
I've seen worse.
Show me? Zoom out.
That's alright, I have seen worse pictures of myself. I look fat. Alright, thank you for listening to episode 176 of the JL Show. It's gold and blue. Hashtag the dress. Back later with more pod for your box.
Isn't that red and green?
No, it's gold and blue.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
More pod for your box on the JL Show.